What do you say to them when they want to buy just one dog training lesson, but you sell programs? How do you get around that? How do you get over that obstacle? Let's talk about it. Inevitably, you're going to get those calls that go something like this. Hi, I've got this issue, whatever it is, jumping up or the dog barks at me when I come home. Whatever it happens to be. I got this one issue. It's a very simple issue and the dog is perfect otherwise. And how much is just one lesson? I just want one lesson. And you, being the intelligent dog training business owner, have your business model set up to only sell programs, not individual lessons, because selling individual lessons is really not the best way to sell your services because you're not making as much money. And when you sell a program, you can effectively be getting paid yourself $200 to $300 per lesson, if you break it down that way, versus if you just sell individual singles, individual lessons, there's no way you could ever charge that much. So it's not in your best interest. And for that matter, it's not really in the client's best interest to sell single lessons. So how do you get them from where they are when they call you? I just want to pay for one single lesson, what's your price, to signing on the dotted line. So for the sake of argument, let's assume it's a little dog. And the problem is that when the dog owners come home, the dog jumps up on them. And nothing else in their life really bothers them that they're willing to tell you at this point anyways. So it's just, they just want to fix the jumping up. And what I'll say is, look, these issues don't typically exist in a vacuum. So I'm going to tell you right now on the phone how to fix it. But I'm also going to offer you a free consultation, evaluation, and temperament test for your dog where we get together at our location because we like to get the dog into a neutral environment. And we have you do some exercises with the dog so I can see what the current relationship is like between you and the dog. And then we can kind of put together a program that's going to meet your needs. The way that we do it is we sell the results, not the number of sessions. But I'm going to tell you up front, because I know the mentality that you're coming into this with is that you think this is just a simple fix. And it may be. And if that's the case, then I'll just, after we do the temperament evaluation on the dog, I'll just show you how to do it. And I won't even charge you anything. In fact, I'm going to tell you what you need to do right now over the phone. It's ridiculously simple. When the dog jumps up on you, right when he jumps up on you, you have to tell him no. And that alone will fix the problem. Now, you've done this already, right? I can pretty much assume you sound like an intelligent person. You've already told the dog no. He still jumps up on you. So the problem is one of twofold. Either number one, you haven't established a proper relationship with the dog where the dog sees you as his pack leader and sees himself as the subordinate. Because if you had already done that, then he would understand what no means. And that no, that verbal correction would have meaning. Or number two, you haven't developed a way of communicating so that the commands are both understood and have meaning. And my guess is right now he knows what no means, but your no just doesn't have any meaning because getting back to the first point, you haven't established yourself as somebody worth listening to. So the way that we do it is we offer the free consultation, evaluation, and temperament test. It takes about 20 minutes. It's normally priced at $89, but for a limited time, we are offering it for free, although you do need a credit card to hold the time slot. And what you'll do is you come down to our place and we'll put them through a battery of temperament tests and also have you do some handling exercises so that we can kind of get inside the dog's head and then figure out what's going on. And then kind of from there, put together a program for you. You're under no obligation to move ahead, you know, from that point on, but at least you'll have some context to know, you know, what's going on with your dog and what you really need to do to fix it. So does that make sense? And they'll say yes. Say, great. Is Tuesday good for you or is Thursday better? And then you book them in for the consultation. Now, when they come down to your place for the consultation, they're still thinking like, hey, this might be a quick fix. You know, and if it does happen to be an issue that like you can fix like in literally 5 minutes and that's absolutely it, then just go ahead and fix it for them and then give them a couple of business cards and ask them to refer their friends and family. And what's going to happen is they're going to go home and they're going to be super happy that you fixed the problem so fast and tell their friends and their family and hand out your business cards. But that's not the end of it. In most cases, like 99.9%, what you're going to do is you're going to sit down and you're going to talk to them when they show up. And you're going to say, tell me what's going on. And they're going to tell you all about how the dog jumps up on them when they come home. And you're going to, so it's really frustrating and he messes up your clothing and he embarrasses you when you bring friends over, et cetera, et cetera. And what else? And they're going to sit there and they're going to go, well, you know, it would be really nice, you know, like to be able to take him out in the front yard when I'm washing the car and, you know that he's not going to run off, or take him out to the park and, you know, he doesn't really come. It's really embarrassing. They'll start in with this list of other stuff that they've been thinking about that they didn't want to tell you because they thought that, well, I just want to just this one thing. And so once they start naming off that list of things, remember it. Okay, so then you're going to say, all right, great. So then you do the temperament test. And again, for those of you who are new to my channel or new to the Dog Trainer Marketing Group on Facebook, a temperament test can be anything that you want it to be. I would grab the dog's muzzle, see how he reacts. I would, it's been so long, I can't even remember what I'd do. I'd have the owner roll him over on his side. I'd pull out a tennis ball, see if he had, you know, ball drive. I pull out some food, see if he was interested in food. But whatever you want to do, whatever you feel comfortable with, you do that. And those exercises will allow you to get better insight into the dog's temperament. But more importantly, it makes the prospective client feel like they're getting something of value, that, you know, they got in their car with the dog, they drove all the way down to see you, and they're getting something of value. And after you do that, then you tell them what you think, tell them that you really like the dog. It's always the case. People love hearing that you like their dog, right? That's a big, subtle step towards making the sale. They need to feel that you really like the dog. If you feel that their dog's a pain in the ass, pardon my French, or you don't really like the dog, they're going to be less inclined to hire you to train their dog. So that's for starters. Then what you're going to say is, you're going to say, look, I know you're just interested in the one thing, but the way that we do it is it's a whole, you know, program, because we want to know that at the end of, after we finished working with you, when you take your dog around town and you're wearing our t-shirt, we want to know that your dog's going to be a good ambassador for our business. So let me just go over, you know, what our program entails and what we can do with your specific dog, and then you'll be in a better position to decide whether or not it makes sense to move forward or not. And then I'll pull out my little flip book, and at this point I'm sitting across from them, and I'll show them, you know, Come on Command, and it's got a little picture of a person with a dog calling the dog back to them. And I talk about not just the feature Come on Command, but what that means. This means that you'll be able to take your dog out to the park, even around other dogs or cats or people eating food, and call the dog once and know that he's going to come immediately, turn and immediately come back to you. Okay. Wait at the curb, not run out the front door. This one's super easy. In about 15 minutes, we can get the dog waiting for your specific release command. And as you're going through your list of benefits that they get when they sign up for your $1,500 program, they're going, wow, really? My dog can do that? Well, of course your dog. You know, we just did the temperament test and the trainer just told you that your dog is a really good dog. Yes, absolutely guarantee your dog can do all of this. And they're just getting more and more excited every time you turn the page. And by the end of it, you know, you hit them with, well, this is the price. This is how long it's going to take. This is what the program entails and what we expect from you, et cetera, et cetera. Does it make sense for us to work together? And at that point, they're like, just, they're so motivated at this point, and they're so impressed with you that you've taken, you know, 35, 40 minutes out of your day to give them this free temperament test, which, don't undervalue that. That is the law of reciprocity working for you. You gave them a free temperament test worth $89, and you gave them your opinion of the dog, which is not for nothing. You are a professional telling them your opinion of their dog and what's going on in their dog's head, what kind of dog it is, you know, is he fear aggressive, is he this or is he that, whatever. That has value, okay? And they feel at that point indebted to you because you've given this to them for free. And so you've got the law of reciprocity working. You've really got them excited about your program, and they're imagining all the fun and the freedom that their dog's going to have. And then you ask for the sale, and there's a pretty good chance you're going to get a sale from whatever your package costs, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000, if it's a board and train, whatever it is, you're going to get that sale, even though when they initially called you, they were only interested in buying one individual single lesson. So folks, that's how you do it. You know, listen, if you need the phone to ring, if you need more desperate dog owners in your city calling you each and every day, each and every week, each and every month, if you want a consistent stream of new desperate dog owners calling you to help grow your business, and if you want to stop lying in bed at night worrying, how do I get my dog training business from where it is right now to where it needs to be, check out dogtrainertoolbox.com. And in the upper left-hand corner, you're going to see a box that says Expert Google AdWords Management for Dog Trainers Only. Click on that box and then read through that page. It kind of describes what we're doing. We offer a 100% done for you Google AdWords management service, certainly not free, although the phone consultation is free. Read through that page. It describes the costs and, you know, the expected return on investment and how many, you know, typically how many calls you'll get. If it makes sense to you, scroll to the bottom. There's a link to my calendar app. You can use that to book a free 30-minute phone consultation with me and find out if what we're doing with Google AdWords to help over 50 dog training business owners across America and Canada grow their dog training business, and we can get on the phone and find out if what we're doing would help grow your dog training business as well. Having trouble talking today. Thanks, guys. Take care.